The Sako came up, God, I don't know, probably 4 to 6 feet anyway, and was raging through town. 302 is quite near to the Sako at several points up through Crawford Notch. And it tore out a part of Route 302 at the State Dry River Campground so that it's not possible to get out of or to go up 302 or get out of the park's location by going northwest. And Sawyer River was also raging and tore out a part of that bridge so that you can't get out the southeast exit on 302 because that is gone as well.
And so there's no way in or out, is that what you're saying?
Correct.
How many lodgers were with you?
We had two couples celebrating their 38th anniversaries together. Then there was another couple that had just been married at the inn the day before. And then there were several people who were stranded in Crawford Notch because of the washouts. And so by the time dinner rolled around last night, we had, I think, 17 for dinner.
How are you feeding all these folks? Did you have enough food?
We had enough for a few days. So far, I think we'll be fine. I just hope we're able to get out within the next couple of days and that people are able to get to where they need to go.
What'd you serve for dinner last night?
Usually we do a 5-course dinner with a few choices at each course. But last night we did a family style and we did chicken piccata and smashed potatoes and green and yellow beans and some homemade bread and brownie sundaes.
Oh, my goodness. Can I get rained out up at your inn?
Absolutely.
Is this much of an economic hit to you? You can't take reservations right now, or you can't honor reservations right now, according to your greeting on your phone.
Right. That's definitely going to be a problem. We do have business interruption insurance. There's also a campground here in Hart's location, the Crawford Notch Campground, and they are right on the Sako, and he has been devastated by this flood, and it's not clear whether he's going to be able to reopen. So we're hoping that there will be FEMA assistance and assistance for small businesses because it's going to be very hard for him and difficult for us.
I'd love to talk to the campground owner. What's his name?
Richard Garabedian.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on.
Hello, Elaine. This is Richard Garabedian.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Best that can be expected.
Can you describe the scene for me as this started to happen? What did it look like?
We had a flash flood. And a flash flood took away generous amounts of land. I don't know, maybe an acre or two of the shoreline. Whole shoreline was eroded and moved back. There's a number of debris and trees that were down in the river and throughout the property. The flooding caused silt and rocks and debris to come up into the, you know, the forest of the campground. So all the undergrowth has been destroyed. You know, you just see picnic tables and stuff everywhere. It's just a washout. The raging river went through the property. As the Sako swelled, it found new routes, came onto the land and took out everything, really.
Where were you at the time?
I was on the property. There's a living quarters attached to the general store, which is on high ground. I had a few campers. I moved them into cabins, which are on high ground for safety. They're now stranded. They can't leave until there's bridge and road repair done. And I'm trying to feed them and provide them services from my general store, groceries and things and milk and some perishables that I'm hanging on to. I have a woman and a small baby that we're trying to get back out to her fiancé who's stranded on the other side of the eroded road. And we're just trying to do the best we can to keep everybody safe, and everybody is safe. That's the good news. No one was hurt.
What are you going to say to the governor?
I'm not sure. I mean, is there any kind of funding for businesses so that we continue to, you know, contribute to the tourism and the economy that Crawford Notch offers? We do probably 3,000 reservations a year, and that provides revenue to other businesses in Conway and surrounding areas, as well as the obvious tax revenue from rooms and meals and things like that. Can't buy insurance cover against flooding on land. And the campground is obviously campsites in the woods. It's just land. And I think even if this would be rebuilt, until the Sako River is addressed and secured, another storm or flooding will just take out the roads again. Unless it can stay in its banks, you know, by certain areas they put riprap and support to try to keep the river contained. It potentially will take out the highway on major scenic highway 302 through a beautiful area of the White Mountains of the National Forest, Crawford Notch. The government needs to address this.
Thank you very much, and best of luck.
Thank you.